Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good evening, everybody out there in listener land, and welcome to another exciting edition of your favorite podcast, The Psychic Funhouse. Yes, happy first day of October, everybody. I hope it's starting off in a wild and wonderful fashion for you. I am here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. Welcome, Michael.
Hello. Thank you, Lawrence. Nice to be here.
Yeah. It's always lovely to be on. I'm good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
that. Take your
that.
Bows, Mr.
Thank you.
Mr. Mercado. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I am your other co-host, of course. My name is Lawrence A. Birch, that's right. And on today's show, to honor that we're jumping into autumn and the lights changing here in North America in these latitudes and the spirits are about, we're going to usher in Spooktober by talking about ghosts. A little bit before we get into a reading. Yeah.
Right.
So don't be frightened. Don't be frightened.
Nice.
But yeah. Something interesting. So how has your week been, Mr. E? Have you had a good week so far?
Yes, I've had a lovely week. It's been hot. I was getting so excited. It was cooling off, and I thought, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Fall is coming. Fall's here. And then all of a sudden, the weather was like, psych, here's a little bit of 90s for you. You're not going to get away that fast. So
can't get
back up
can't
into
get
the 90s. No. But it's been a very good week, thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, it's definitely fall up here in Pacific Northwest. We're having rains, and the sun's coming out. The trees are turning lovely colors, and stuff's ripening in the garden to try to get ahead of the frost that everybody knows is coming. So, yeah, it's been good. Very good week. Very good week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, ghosts. What are ghosts? What's your definition of a ghost, Michael, would you say?
Well, I would say they're, I don't term everything ghosts, but a ghost to me is a spirit that has not transitioned and gone to the other side, and they're stuck on the earth plane. So that's a ghost. Yeah. What's your definition of a ghost?
Yeah, so generally we think of ghosts, we think of, you know, people or maybe sometimes animals that, for whatever reason, they still have some kind of presence or connection here to this physical plane, even though they're no longer physical themselves, right? Something like that. I would say that, you know, that pretty much jives with my understanding of what ghosts are. You know, it's a pretty accepted definition. Different cultures have different beliefs about spirits that they perceive, of course, and those have changed over time. And if you jump out of you know, the psychic funhouse paradigm and into science, science will tell you that ghosts are some kind of mental manifestation, right? Maybe a hallucination, maybe you've got some challenges going on with your dream states, maybe you've been taking certain substances and they've affected your perception, or maybe you just weren't paying attention, you thought something was there when it's not. But at this point, right, science doesn't have the ability to measure what ghosts might be, so they don't really exist in that paradigm, right? So it's an interesting conversation to have with somebody, depending on what their belief system is, right? But if you've seen a ghost or you feel like you've experienced a ghostly presence, then, you know, what's going on? You know, if science isn't going to help you figure that out, or if you run through, you know, what's called Occam's razor, which is the simplest explanation for something, which, you know, maybe it is something that you just kind of hallucinated or thought was there but it wasn't, and you still come up short for an explanation, then what is it that's happening? And also, what, you know, if it is a genuine ghost experience you're having, what, why is that happening? Why, you know, why are ghosts showing up? And why have they been with us probably for as long as, you know, we've been humans? What explains their presence? I think that's a pretty interesting question to try and come up with the answer for, right? So have you had any experiences with ghosts or spirits? I know we talk about the spirits all the time, but ghosts are kind of a different category, subcategory maybe.
Yeah. Yes, a lot.
A lot?
Let's see. Yeah, I've encountered ghosts a lot. I think my first time, even when I was young, I was very sensitive, and going into spaces, especially some of the older buildings, I could feel them. I didn't know what it was. I was just frightened by the way the building felt, or like a room felt. I didn't know what it was. It just, something was scary to me. And when I turned, I think I was like 21, I started working at this doctor's office. And it turned out that it used to be an old morgue. And that was frightening for me to work in, because I would see something walk past my door to my office constantly, going back and forth. And then I used to hear my name being called, and I would go next door to, you know, the employee in the next room, and they'd say, "No, I didn't call you." Or I'd come in the morning, and all the appliances would be on, and I always thought it was a cleaning staff forgetting to turn everything off. And but then there was one day when I was with another employee in a room, and a voice called me. And it was bizarre, because the voice came from everywhere. It wasn't directional, like if it wasn't somebody standing in front of me. Came from everywhere, every direction, and it echoed. And when it did that, my eyes bugged out, and I looked at my coworker. "Did you just hear that?" And she said, "Yes, I did." And I just screamed and ran out of the building. Yeah, it was scary. Well, it scared me. Yeah.
So was that your last day of work, or... Did you keep going back?
No, I still went back.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I lived in this condo for a while with a friend, and then my friend died. But right before she died, she was in the hospital, and I had been noticing weird stuff happening in the house. And that's when she came clean to tell me her sister had died in the house. And I was like, "Hey, thanks for telling me." So, yeah, that was kind of frightening because I could feel her come into like the space. I was in college at the time and I came into the space. It just creeped me out, and I could, like, all of a sudden all the hairs on my arms would stand up and you could just feel somebody approach. And so very calmly, that's when I started to be much more aware that they were ghosts and or spirits. And so I just would tell her very kindly that I was working and very busy to please leave me alone. Yeah.
Was your request honored, or did she hang out anyway?
Sometimes she would hang out a little bit, and then mm-hmm. other times she would go away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 So
what about you?
Well, I want to ask you a question or two first.
Oh, okay.
Senor.
Go ahead.
So with the first story you told about the morgue, that's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just in of itself. What do you think was the reason behind the ghost communicating with you? Were they just trying to get your attention or trying to scare you, or could you tell if there was something else going on? Or
now in retrospect, they were just trying to get my attention. I mean, because they didn't touch uh-huh. me, they didn't scare me.
Uh-huh.
But they were trying to get my attention. So, yeah. And then also, too, I think, my friend's sister, it was the same thing. She probably wanted to know who the hell I was living in her home. While
uh-huh.
her sister wasn't there. Yeah.
Right. My house. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then at that time, too, like I would feel her, her presence. At
uh-huh.
times she would like stand in the hallway and I would walk through the energy and it shifted
mm-hmm.
and it was, denser, felt like fog kind of, was more humid. Mm-hmm. And it also used to smell like Chanel No. 5. That's her favorite perfume. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Made me
wow.
almost crack my pants.
Wow. You got the full range of perception there. Like, touch,
yeah.
smell, vision, auditory.
Yeah.
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 You
Although
are sensitive.
I don't see
them. No, you don't see them?
I am very sensitive. No, I don't
sensitive.
See them, though. Yeah. I guess maybe that's
oh, okay.
the next thing. At one point, though, when I started working with the guides, I asked them to not allow me to see things because it just freaked me out too much, just working
yeah.
with them anyway. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's understandable. You have to have some limits.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So what is your dealings with ghosts?
A couple of stories I have to relate. One has to do with me directly, and then the other one has to do with a friend of mine, which I think I've mentioned before. On the show, I had a friend who lived in Southern Oregon in an old house. It's probably like 100 years old, and there was a family plot, a little family cemetery, in the yard right
mm-hmm.
adjacent to the house, with I think 3 tombstones in it, and they were all
mm-hmm.
people that had died, quite a few. Previous to my friend renting the property and living there. So at one point she had, she'd been pregnant and she was ready to give birth. So she had a midwife, and the midwife came when she started going to labor and was attending her delivery. And she started to have complications
mm-hmm.
Because she was hemorrhaging, which, not good. And it's in a rural part of the state. So, to get her to the hospital would have been touch and go because it was, fairly remote. But, a little backstory, the other kids that she already had, she was raising, all 3 of them would see well, they would experience phenomena in the house. You know, they'd have doors open and shutting for no reason, cupboards open and shutting for no reason. They definitely felt a presence in the house. It wasn't like malicious as much as it was more just kind of poltergeisty, like, you know, like just kind of disturbing, kind of, you know, attention getting. And I think maybe a little bit like, you know, what you were describing with your friend's sister, just kind of, hey, this is my house, I don't understand why you're here, kind of a thing. You know, that seems to be a really common, you know, phenomenon with human ghosts, is that they often are disoriented in some way and don't really understand, you know, what's happening or why they're where they are, you know, if they're even no longer alive. That's sometimes a question too. Anyway, so they, you know, they'd been living here for several months and having these things go on, you know, fairly occasionally, and you know, they're a little bit unnerved by it, but nothing really too spooked out. So back to her giving birth and having this complication of losing blood and hemorrhaging, she actually began to lose consciousness and she passed out because her blood pressure went down so far. And she said when that happened, she... her consciousness rose up above her body and she could look down and see, you know, she was probably on her bed and her midwife was furiously trying to stop the bleeding. And she went up to the ceiling. And when she was out of her body and up the ceiling, she also could look over in the corner of the room and she saw these three disembodied spirits just floating up there like she was. And they were all dressed in like really old timey clothes, like pioneer type clothes or like, you know, 80-year-old fashions. One was a man, I think she said, and the other two were females, and they just were like hovering there kind of looking at her. And before any other real interaction happened, her midwife fortunately was able to save her life and stop her bleeding. She went back into her body, kind of got sucked back in, and
wow.
I don't think she remembered. Yeah, she didn't remember those events until later, but you know, she'd tell me that story and be like, wow, that's pretty trippy. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Very cool.
Interesting.
One of the things I've learned since doing this work, before it just, all the feelings, right, that I received, they just scared me, right? It was all kind of lumped together in one thing. As soon as I felt that sensation, it was like, ah, something terrible is there. I got to get out of here. And but since then, in doing some work, especially like, you know, house cleansing, I've, you know, I've encountered other types of spirits or entities, and there is a big difference there. And so now I know what like more of a soul is that's stuck here on the plane as opposed to an entity or something even more sinister than an entity that's in a home.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah.
And also different, imprints.
Different protocols.
Too.
Blueprints?
Yeah.
Imprints. Like impressions?
So those are interesting as well. They might give off a sensation they're a ghost, but you finally see it's kind of like a, what do they call those things? Their projections.
Like thought forms.
And it's just, it's kind of like this on autopilot and it doesn't do anything.
Those
are cool.
I've heard about that. Yeah, I haven't experienced them, but I heard about them. Where, you know, sometimes there's a really dramatic or tragic event, and doesn't necessarily result in you know, somebody dying, and then there's a ghost arising out of that. But the event was so emotionally and psychically intense that it kind of leaves an impression. In the area, and that often like replays itself in a loop, like I've read about, like, you know, people pain or feeling like, you know, somebody was falling down the stairs repeatedly and they got really hurt and just like they see it over and over again, but it's not,
mm-hmm.
there's not an actual soul behind it. It's just something that was strong enough that it just kind of created this energetic, you know, loop impression, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. Yeah. When I lived back east, I went to do a cleansing and healing on this woman. And as I was doing the healing, I could feel a woman walking in her foyer back and forth and standing at the front door. And so anyway, after she finally told me that it scared her because she thought it was a ghost. And I did too. In the beginning, I was like, well, what is this thing? But it doesn't feel like there's any intelligence behind it. It just feels animated. And so that's when she told me that, I don't remember when it was, like at the beginning of, you know, like 1920, 1910, around there, the building, that floor that she was on, they were brothels. The apartments. So the guys, the Johns, would come in through the front door and then they would leave out a back door, which was so bizarre because it would be like you have to go through her closet to go out the back door. So, you know, so what the imprint was upon further inspection was, you know, the women standing at the front door waiting for the Johns to come through. And so they left this impression there. Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah, the ghost story that I have that happened to me personally, that's worth talking about. I was staying with my at my grandfather's house, and he was away. When I was sleeping in a family's bed that it was an antique, had been around, you know, for I don't know how many generations of my family slept in it. So a lot of energy in that regard, in that, in the bed. And there was an electrical storm, which you don't get too much in this part of the Northwest, but it was pretty intense. And it woke me up kind of in the middle of the night, you know, the thundering, the lightning. And, when I woke up, I looked at the foot of my bed and I saw this ball of kind of wispy white light start to form, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it freaked me out because you know, I hadn't experienced something like that before. I think I was probably still 18, I think, and I didn't want to make of it, but at the same time. You know, my grandmother had just died the year before, and she was really close to me. And, you know, I still feel her presence. And part of me knew that this was her. She wanted to communicate with me. And she'd been doing different things up to this point, but this was the most overt attempt she had to, you know, contact me directly as best as she could. You know, it was this funny thing because this is somebody I loved deeply and who loved me unconditionally. But at the same time, I was freaked out by what was happening and I didn't know what to do. So I remember just saying, hey, you know, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. You know, and which she would never, ever have done on any level, you know. So immediately she just stopped. I could tell she was, because I think, you know, what she was going to do was just manifest spirit body. And what's interesting is, you know, I did some research later, and it's often the case that ghostly sightings are associated with electrical storms, right? And there's a theory out there that says that, you know, it can be kind of difficult to form anything visible in, you know, the earthly plane if you don't exist there anymore. But when there's an electrical storm, there's kind of free energy around that you can use to manifest, you know, a visible spirit body, which may be, you know, why people see ghosts more often in those circumstances, not just because they're conveniently disturbing and spooky. But either way, anyway, mm-hmm. you know, once I said, hey, I'm afraid, basically, she was like, okay, I don't want to scare you. So she disappeared. But, you know, I could totally feel her presence. And once I realized what was going on, the next day, I felt kind of bad because I, you know, stopped her from communicating. And also I felt like I kind of missed an opportunity to, you know, have something happen that was really, you know, could have been really amazing.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, doesn't mean she can't come back either, you know?
Yeah, that was the probably the most intense, you know, attempt, I think, from her to communicate me with in that manner. Subsequent to that, you know, she definitely would contact me in my dreams, which I think, you know, felt like a safer method. But yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, it's interesting to think about how many spirits there are in that situation where, you know, they are trying to communicate and, you know, how difficult or frustrating it must be when you're just not, you're not heard or seen, because not everybody can perceive ghosts, you know, so
mm-hmm.
they tend to find people like yourself, you know, who are sensitive and, you know, must feel like they fit the gold mine jackpot. Oh, this person I can communicate with them. Hey, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah. No, not today. It's ahead of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go to the phones. We got several callers waiting patiently.
Yeah.
On the phone.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things we talked about for today's show was if any of our callers had any good ghost stories that they wanted to share. It might be kind of interesting to hear those or ones that you've known about. If you feel like it, no pressure. But before we do that, let's share our contact information. Why don't we do that? Michael, what's the best way to get in touch with you if people would like to schedule a private healing or reading?
Sure. You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can reach me there. Or you can also call me at 562-457-0457. How about you, sir? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, you have four options. You can call or text 541-344-7534. You can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. I have a Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website is givingtreefarm.com. So, all right. Well, okay, let's go to the phones. So what we like to do on the Psychic Funhouse is find out your name and where you're calling from, and we'll let you know you've reached us here at the Funhouse by announcing your area code. All right, so here we go. I'm going to go to phone calls. So this is area code.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, let's do this. This is area code 631. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name, and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Rose. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Rose from New York. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thanks. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good. Yeah. What can we do for you?
That's
do you have
good.
A ghost story? Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, I did see when my father passed away, like that night, I saw him go through the house, like it was like transparent, like, but I knew it was him. I saw him walking through the house, going out the back door. That's the only thing I could think of. I mean, I think I see shadows and stuff sometimes. But those are spirits. But I definitely saw my father go through the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's neat.
I was 17. Yeah.
Oh, were you? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that, but
that
was the only time.
Was that comforting to you to see him that way, or did you know what was going on, or what was it like?
It was a little strange, but, you know, I knew it was him because I could definitely tell it was him. And then the next night, the next day, you know, everybody was at the house. And then I asked everybody, you know, did you feel anything strange last night? Like, did you, you know, feel Dad around and stuff? And everyone said, yeah, and it was like a weird feeling, like it was, like they felt his presence, but I'm the only one that saw him, because I was sleeping downstairs, and I was the only one that saw him, but everybody felt him. It was like a little strange, they said.
Yeah.
So that was about the only time I saw, you know, I don't even know, I would consider it a ghost, but I spirit, you know. I guess I don't know if that's the same thing, but that's what I
depends.
Yeah. So that's basically the only thing I could think of. And sometimes I think I see people on the side, like I'll see somebody go past or like something quick, like, you know, I guess those are, to me, I think they're just spirits, you know, could be family. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I do see that once in a while.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Sounds like
nothing
maybe
scary.
You had
I mean, I wasn't scared.
Yeah, you weren't? Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like you had a pretty strong connection with your dad, if you were able to see his form shortly after he passed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was kind of sudden death. So, I mean, he was sick, but it was kind of sudden, and, you know, it took a long time. Well, you don't really ever get over it, but it's just easy to deal with as you get older, you know, as you go through the years. Yeah, so I've always been spiritual, so it wasn't like something I was scared of, you know, and I didn't really doubt it, you know, I knew I saw, you know.
Right.
So.
Right.
That's about... The only nothing real scary, nothing for
that's
Halloween.
That's all right. that's still a good story. That's nice that you didn't get scared.
Yeah,
actually,
very good story.
Do you have a question for us tonight, or is there anything we can help you with, Rose? Or thanks for sharing that story.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, you're welcome. Well, I'm getting a new space for a nonprofit that I have. A new office space, but we're going to be hosting classes there. I feel that it's a good space for us. What do you say, or both of you, or if you see anything?
So is the space like a combination of office classroom space, or is it just a separate classroom space? So the two functions connected.
It's
going
to be both. There's two separate rooms in there. Well, there's actually three separate rooms, and then one area that used to be a waiting room. We're going to make that into a like a classroom setting, but we're going to do yoga and wellness classes too in that space.
Nice.
The landlord seemed pretty good. I've been looking for space for a while, and a lot of these commercial spaces charge a lot of money for all these extra fees. And he was the only one that was only going to charge us utilities and no commercial fees. And he seemed pretty like a good landlord, like, you know, that takes care of the property. And I thought the space was pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not picking up on any major issues with the place. You know, things that'll be problematic.
Right.
The only thing that's coming up is I don't know what the heating situation is like there, but you might need to augment that with something like a space heater or something. I don't know if there's central heating or what, but that's the only practical thing I can see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right. I really didn't ask too much about the heat. I just know it's gas. I don't know. Oh, just to make sure that the heating system's working.
Yeah, that would be good. And then maybe, you know, have like a radiant heater.
That would be a good thing.
Well, I mean, it's going to get cold. It is.
Yeah. It is getting chilly now. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael, is anything coming up for you?
Good for us, the space.
I think so.
I think it's going to be a good space for you. The only suggestion would be to, before you go into the space, move anything in, be sure that you go in there and you cleanse the space energetically. So make sure you smudge it really well and also bless it as well.
Oh, okay.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I actually forgot to do that. I should have known that. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I have that. I have all that stuff. And yes, I will bless it. That's a good idea.
Yeah, bless it.
Oh, all right.
And be sure to ask that, you know, that it's prosperous and that a lot of people come through that door. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have to remember to do that. I used to do events, and I used to forget to do that. It's very important to do that right before you host events or do classes or move into a new space to do that.
Yeah, you want to make sure it's nice and clean and, you know, remove all the old stuff that people bring through there. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. I just wanted to say something. I was laughing. I just started listening to your show not that long ago, maybe the last couple of weeks. I missed a couple, though. I was laughing about with the tree. What's his gentleman's name again? I'm sorry. With the tree.
Oh,
he talked to the trees.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. You had some gentleman on, and I think it was. And you took the spirit of the tree to read to him. I thought that was cool. I never even, you know, thought of things like that. I mean, I love walking in the forest and everything. I believe in all that with, you know, the energies and all that. But I never thought of a tree being able to, you know, like a spirit like that. It was cool. But I guess that's you do that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my Druid roots showing. So, my last name is Birch. So I feel a kinship with the trees big time. So.
I sometimes it pops in my head because when I'm walking through the forest, then I'll think about what you were doing with the. Giving a reading through the tree, and the tree was
good.
You know, the spirit of the tree was given advice.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mentioned that.
You have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you appreciated that. That was a fun show. Yeah. Well, that's the cool thing, Rose. You know, you've got an awareness and an openness. You can do the same thing. You can connect to any of the plants that are in nature and communicate with them and. Any way, shape, or form, you know, they're beings just like us. Even if we don't fully, you know, match their physiology, they have a way of communicating that's pretty profound and can be very insightful. You know, we tap into it in a really respectful way. So have some fun with it.
Because I always go around, like I could tell when trees or not trees, but when the plants are dry, like when I'm in different places, like. One time, a couple of times in the YMCA, I used to see that the plants were dry, and I used to always bother the staff to water the plants. I always do that in the stores, like when I see the plants not watered, I'll go up to the manager and tell him to water the plants, and they would look at me like I'm nuts, but I always felt bad for them, you know?
Good
they just
for you.
Need some water.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah,
I think they speak to me in want me to get them some water. I said,
well,
you know.
Good for you.
I mean, it's funny you mention it, but they've done tests where they've, you know, hooked up devices to see if plants make a sound, and they actually do emit sounds that usually aren't audible to the human ear when they're stressed out, or when people have come to them before that they know have harmed them, they emit a different vibration, and they definitely communicate when they're dry. They do that with each other, you know.
Do they scream?
They do.
Oh,
actually,
really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh yeah. They also put out chemicals when they're under attack that the other trees essentially can absorb, and then you know, they know that they're being predated upon by insects, for example, and so that's a way to warn the other trees to protect themselves, and their whole chemistry changes sometimes because of it. So, pretty amazing. Yeah.
Oh wow!
Good for you. Well, that's good.
I'm always doing that. And I think people probably think I'm crazy, but I always know that there's, you know, that they need water, and I'll go around and. If I have the water, I'll give it to them. If not, then I'll go to the managers. I bought a plant not that long ago because it was dying, and I said, oh, I got to take this home and take care of it. So I bought it, even though probably no one would have picked that one.
Right.
but now it's doing beautiful.
Awesome.
But, yeah, because that's what I thought about when I heard you speaking about that. I said, I have to ask him about that. But I'll read him more on it. Very interesting. All right, guys. I know I took up enough time.
Well,
but anyway,
thank you for listening to our show.
I'll listen
and,
again.
You can download us now, our podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On
cool.
Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and Google. So you can listen to us on those platforms. Okay?
All right, I will. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Come back.
Have a wonderful evening. I will.
You
too,
enjoy
Rose.
Enjoy your show.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Well.
You too. Thanks.
Keep looking out for the plants. Wow. Well, that's great. I'm glad she liked that show. That was a fun show. You know, and if you're still listening, there's a cool book called The Secret Life of Trees, and a novel called The Overstory by Richard Powers. Both of those are really fun reading. Because they've discovered, you know, that the roots of trees are really almost identical in their way to our brain, to our nervous system in our brain. The dendrites are producing similar chemicals, and they're growing new extensions of themselves all the time, just like our neurons do. So there's a lot going on we still have to explore. So good for you for being an advocate. I love that. That's a wonderful story. So very nice. She's going to end up in a good place for all of help she's giving the tree people and the plant people. So, all right. Well, I hope the nonprofit goes well. Are we ready to take another phone call, Monsieur?
Yes, we are. Let's do it.
We are? All right, let's do it. Okay, here we go. This is area code 856. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, 856.
Oh, hello. I hear something. Are you there?
I don't think so.
I can hear. I think we're listening to us. They have us on in the background, but maybe they've gone outside to hug a tree. Oh?
Yeah.
Hello, caller? Going once? Going twice?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Who's this?
Rosemaria.
That's Rosemaria. How are you?
Hi, Rosemaria.
Whatever you guys pick up that's coming in this month for relationship or job-wise. I have three going on, so I'm not sure which way I'm going on job-wise.
Hey, Rosemaria, do you have any ghost stories to share?
I don't know if you call it ghost or spirit. I know
either
there's
way.
Been two or three. two or three years ago, I had somebody I know on the other side that just showed up at the doorway where I sleep.
Really?
So I don't know. So I don't know what that meant. Like the real physical person right in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell did I do now?
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
So how was your trip? How was your trip? Did you end up going on your trip? Last time we talked to you, you were going to visit some people, I think. Did that work out?
No, half good, half bad. It's not a chaos happened,
okay.
So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, sometimes that's how it goes. So you just want kind of an open reading, is that right?
Yeah, either job-wise or new relationship. So whatever's coming up for that, I know I have three going on for the job thing, so I'm not sure which way I'm going on that one. So it was unexpectedly this week for that one.
Yeah. Relationship-wise. You know, what's coming up for me about that is just spirits are saying happy, happiness, happiness over and over again. So I guess there's a, you know, what they're saying is that part of your journey into a successful relationship is really about making sure you're happy before you engage with somebody. So if you have, you know, if you have that attitude going into the starter relationship, that's going to really carry the relationship a lot farther than maybe it has recently. I don't know. Do you have anybody in mind who makes you feel happy when you're around them, or are you challenged by stuff?
Challenged when I'm not near him. Because he causes problems. Mm-hmm. When I'm in front of him, it makes me happy. And he's happy.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you need to engineer more time to be in his presence.
That's a little bit difficult to do right now. He's overseas and I'm back home.
Overseas, yeah. Well, that's gonna be tricky. When's he coming back from overseas?
I don't know when he's coming because he's never been here before.
Really?
I just came home, and he knows I left. He didn't say goodbye to me before I left, so he never does. That's a good thing, I guess.
That sounds pretty complicated. So you're the one that goes to visit him?
This time I went for myself, my vacation, my time, and had to do some business too, so.
Got it. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I think the overall message is to really consider your happiness in relationships and, you know, to make sure that that's what's being met more than anything else. And if it's not, then probably need to do some reexamination of that relationship. Michael, do you have anything for Rosemary?
I'm not picking up on anything other than what you're telling her. Yeah, nothing new. Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let us know how things go.
Cool.
Good
Thanks.
Luck, Rosemary.
Thanks.
Yeah, good luck with everything. You bet. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye now. Yeah, overseas relationship. Those can be tricky. Having had one myself, I know what they're like. All right. Are you ready for another call, my friends? What do you think?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. All right. This is area code 269. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hello, gentlemen. This is Pam. I've called you before. Pam, I'm the one who had the bad job and I had to leave.
Yeah, and you had that.
On the tree episode.
Yeah, all that stuff. You're back for more. You just can't stay away.
I just can't stay away. Well, I saw this spooky part. I had to come talk to y'all.
Oh, that's what got you. See, I knew we'd hook somebody with that. Good. Yeah, well, brilliant. Well,
I'm calling from Michigan,
voice,
by the
again.
Way.
Yeah, well, of course.
Thank you. And yours?
Unless you move. Yeah, good. Yeah, everything's good. What can we do for you?
Oh, I just thought I'd share a ghost story.
Oh, good.
I've had several things like this happen.
Really?
But the first one, I was about 8 years old. Well, just a little background. My mother's mother was a full-blooded Ojibwe Indian.
No kidding.
From the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And my mother's the Youper. And my mother's was about 3/4, so they were dark-haired, dark-eyed, dark-skinned. And my father is Scottish and Irish, so when I was younger, I had bright red hair.
Wow.
I was a pale face. And my mother would always say that her mother would write to her because she lived, I think she was in Chicago at the time and then somewhere else. But she never got around to seeing me. And she didn't see my younger sister either, but she was fascinated that I had red hair and that she had only grown up around Indians, you know. So she's like,
sure.
I have to see this girl in person. She died before she got a chance to see me.
Uh-oh.
So probably about 2 weeks after she died, I was sleeping and I woke up facing the wall and I had to go to the bathroom, which was what was happening at that point in my life. I kept having to get up to go to the bathroom. And I was trying not to, and I was like, no, I'm just going to go back to sleep. I'm just going to go back to sleep. And I kept talking to myself, and it wasn't working. And I rolled over, and there was something sitting on my bed looking at me.
Wow.
And it looked almost like somebody poured milk in the air, I wouldn't say even smoky because it was a little thicker than smoke. And
sure.
And I woke up, I looked at it, and I was petrified, and I went to scream, and nothing would come out of my mouth.
Uh-oh.
And I was watching it, and then it started to just kind of dissipate. And I looked at the bed, and there was still an imprint on my bed, like somebody was sitting there.
Wow.
And I freaked out. I was like, ah! I ran out.
Yeah.
I ran out of my bedroom, and I called my parents, and they were like, what's going on? I told them I saw a ghost, and my father's like, oh, it's just gas.
Right.
You've got gas.
Right. Indigestion.
But it felt go burp. So it felt very maternal to me. And by morning I figured it out that it was my grandmother.
Oh,
okay. So I went and announced it to my mother, and my mother was buttering toast, and she had one, you know, the piece of bread in her hand, and she was buttering it with the other hand, a knife, and I told her, I think that ghost was your mother, was grandma, and she, like, dropped everything on the floor. She was like, we're never talking about this again. That just didn't ever happen.
Whoa.
I was like, whoa! then I was really scarred for life.
Funny. Why do you think she had that reaction?
Oh, she's had several experiences, too. I think she was just... She was just too freaked out mourning, and, you know, they were very close, I guess. And then I think there was a lot of hardship because she did not get along with my father. My grandmother did not get along with my father.
Uh-oh.
So that's why she never got to meet me. You know how families are. There's like a lot of love, and then there's the strife. But
is that
then
how
I had to... Oh, I should only speak for myself.
No, I think you speak for a lot of families. Yeah, I think you're right on that one, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, it was comforting, but it scared me, too, because it was so real.
Right.
And I knew I wasn't sleeping. I knew I didn't have indigestion.
Right, yeah. Well, and your mom's reaction when you told her, hey, guess who I figured out who it was? That's very telling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she Well, they used to, I mean, up there, I don't know if you've ever been up to the UP, but they, that particular tribe has a tradition of when you go to visit a relative at the cemetery, you bring food for them, and you all eat together.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's nice.
And the Native American culture, you're seen as being abnormal if you don't see spirits.
Right.
So,
right?
You know, it's
just... Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just part of their culture. We know the smudge sticks, if you go to a powwow, that's to chase off the evil spirits.
Right.
Because they don't want them, they want the other ones to stay, but... Yeah, and I saw an orb of my, I believe it was my mother a couple weeks after she died. And when I was an undergrad, I jumped out of second story window because of a ghost.
Oh, my gosh.
But I thought it was a person. I thought because I had, it was every Wednesday night stuff would happen. I would hear walking in my apartment. And so I put my bedroom door didn't lock, so I put a chair under the doorknob. And I kept the light on. I kept the light on in the living room. I would see shadows passing, like the light would just be blocked out by somebody. And I was like, oh, my God. And then the door started to open, and the chair actually moved, and it made a sound on the hardwood floor. And that's when I was like, I had my sneakers on. I was out the window. I mean, I just like practically rolled down the.
Oh my
God. And there was one entrance, and a bunch of guys were coming back from the bar that I knew. And I was telling them, like, somebody's in my apartment. And so they went in. The girl downstairs climbed over a few of them and went through the door I just jumped out of, ran down the stairs and unlocked the door. They checked everywhere. They checked the attic. There was nobody in that house. And there was one door out. So it was sort of like, did you have a lot to drink tonight?
Yeah,
it was scary.
Yeah, well, I bet it was. Yeah.
And then when I told the girls downstairs found out, they were telling me that one of them was in bed with her boyfriend, and he kept saying, could you get the cat off the bed? And she's like, I don't know what cat. And she's like, it's on my leg now. And they turned on the light, and there was nothing there.
Yes.
And then we never had a cat in the house.
Wow.
It was just – so they start telling me all this stuff. I'm like, you should have told me this a long time ago because I could have killed myself jumping out that window.
Yeah, no kidding. Before I signed the lease, it would have been good to know. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you definitely have – got a lot happening in that realm. You're obviously pretty sensitive. So,
And you know,
well,
the first reading
like
I had with
Go ahead.
The first reading I had with a medium, the same grandmother came through very strongly.
Yeah. She wanted to get another look at your red hair.
I don't know. She wanted to do something. That was incredible though. But, you know, I think if you think about just the unconnected spirits that are walking around, I mean, the ones that are connected to you must be even stronger, I would assume.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's pretty amazing, you know, especially if you have, you know, you come from a traditional culture that practices, you know, having active relationships with their ancestors. It's, you know, it goes back. So many generations, you know, that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and she was part of the medicine, she was a medicine woman. She was part of the Medewin medicine tribal tribunal or whatever, and she spoke Algonquin.
No kidding.
And they lived off the land. I mean, it was just, you know, my mother was born in 1929, so it was a while ago.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
So it's interesting. It's a whole different culture.
That's really great. That's wonderful. You have an ancestor that was able to have that kind of lifestyle, and you know, even in she wasn't able to see in person, it's definitely connected to you spiritually. It's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Well, that's a great story, Pam. Thank you for sharing that, and the one about taking flight.
Yes, thank you.
I'm glad you're able to, you know, successfully land and not get attacked or anything like that.
I don't know. I can't tell you how I got down that onto the ground, but I'm thankful I didn't break anything.
Yeah, well, obviously you have some athletic skills up your sleeve in times of danger.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Well, call back again. You have a question. All right, well,
I do have a question.
What's your question? What's your question?
Well, speaking of my grandmother, is she is she around? Or I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. What's her name?
Lydia.
Lydia? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, you feel like taking this one?
I'm trying to contact Lydia now, so give me a shot. Go ahead. You can jump in with something, and let me see if I can get Lydia on the phone.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll play the Jeopardy music while you're coming up with your answer.
We could talk about trees.
We could talk about trees, yeah. Yeah. Trees are, I bet they're doing all sorts of wonderful things up where you live right now.
Oh, yeah. We're about 2 weeks away. Yep. 2 weeks away from our peak colors.
Mm-hmm.
I think the UP already started. I mean, I'm about 7 hours from there. What about where you are? Is it starting yet?
It has, yeah.
I have something.
Oh, good.
Michael has something.
Yeah. So I get that your mother, your grandmother hangs around you, but it's not like really close. The image that she shows me is like she watches you from a distance. I mean, but it's not like far away, but like she does come to you, but it's not like in your home and not like on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
She is saying that she does wish that you would take up some of the practices of, you know, her tribe, her people.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels kind of like she's concerned kind of like about the rituals that help you connect with nature, with your spirit, with other spirits. That's what she likes.
Mm.
She also tells me she used to practice like medicine or if maybe she was a healer.
She worked with herbs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So she wishes that you would connect to this more. Yeah. But she's with you. She's just not on top of you, you know, like, you know, but standing behind you and stuff. Yeah. She's much more respectful of your space. Yeah.
So she gets me.
Yeah. 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 Well, she's also intrigued by you too, because the way she shows me the energy, it feels kind of like, show me that again. The age difference and also the difference in cultures. And so she kind of watches like what's happening in your life, right? And so she's kind of intrigued by it as well.
Sure. Well, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Hey, are you guys on every Friday?
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yep. Rain or shine. Yeah.
That's good to know. Are you going to have like a Halloween special?
We're hoping so. Michael is, you know, I got to watch out because he likes to eat all the Halloween candy if I'm not careful. But yeah, we're going to try to have a show.
That's awesome. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate the reading. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling us back, Pam.
Thank you.
Stories.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night.
Good luck
with
everything. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to listen, though.
sadly and totally unexpectedly, we've come to the end of another amazing show. So it's always it's always sad we're not able to get to everybody. I know all the wonderful callers that are waiting patiently would have liked to have gotten an amazing reading and shared their stories. But as Pamela discovered, we are on every week. And as Michael reminded her, or the other caller maybe, we are on all sorts of platforms. So you can carry us with you wherever you go. If you go out in nature looking for trees to connect to, or you're in the city, or you're stuck in your office, you can connect to us if you have internet and download all of the wonderful programs we've had so far in the last year and a half or so, right? So you're never alone. Psychic Funhouse is always happy to have you come and sit by the fire and share your stories or listen to some of ours, right? So, Mr. Espinosa.
Absolutely.
Before we depart, how do people get in touch with you for healings or readings, my friend?
Best way is to go to my website, michaeljespinosa.com. You can call or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, sir?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, you can call my number, 541-344-7534. You can text that too. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is worth checking out. It's Giving Tree Farm Herbs. And if that wasn't enough, you can look at my website, givingtreefarm.com. All right. Well, on behalf of our wonderful listeners and the Psychic Funhouse amazing crew that keep us going and the ghosts that help power today's show and my always lovely, always adorable, always amazing, mucho amor co-host, Mr. That's right.
Mucho,
the man with
mucho
the,
amor.
Mucho amor and mucho captan.
Michael
J. Espinosa,
psychic
that's
to
right.
the star.
Las estrellas. I am your humble
Absolutely.
Servant.
Absolutely. And my beautiful
right.
co-host, the tree communicator and all living plants, the birch, the one, the only, the birch.
That's right. I'm part of the community. All right.
Perfect.
We'll bid you adieu. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you here next week, friends. Be well.
Au revoir.
Stay happy.
Adios. Yep, be well. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you here next week. Bye-bye.